B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Craig.
Yeah, hello.
What's up, sir? Hello. How can we help you?
I met this this girl online, and it's a really great girl. Her name is Trish. We had a few Zoom dates. We really kind of hit it off, you know, nice back and forth, and felt like the kind of chick that I might like to, you know, hook up with once we kind of get the economy and the virus all out of the way there.
Yep. Sometime in 2022.
So, what's that? Yeah.
Stop.
Sent her a few more invites to, like, some more Zoom dates, and she's just kind of ghosted me, I guess.
Okay, let's go back to the last time you guys, like, Zoomed with each other. Did you notice anything different about her demeanor? Did you do anything that you didn't do before that you think might have turned her off, or what?
Well, what I told her is that I'm pretty concerned about the whole COVID situation, you know? And even though the economy might open back up and stores might open back up and restaurants and places for dates, you know, I thought, I want to take it extra slow. I might not be back out there for like another 5 or 6 months.
So you might have scared her off because you're a little extra.
Possibly.
You're being extra cautious.
Yeah, you know, an abundance of precaution, I guess, is how I would say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you good to go another 5 or 6 months without, you know, joining the rest of society?
Absolutely, man.
All right. Are you sure? So that's
not like a crazy ass prepper or anything, you know. But I'm ready.
Okay, that's where I was going towards. I'm glad you said you weren't. Okay, so she might have just thought you were a little bit weird when you said that. Basically,
yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll call her up and explain that, you know, you're just being a little extra cautious, but you're not a crazy prepper who has, you know, an underground shed full of ammo in your house. Do you?
No, I do not.
Okay, just check. All right, hang on the phone, Craig. Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right, second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just talked to Craig. He's been doing virtual Zoom dates with this girl, Trish, and he said that they've done a couple of them, and after the last one, you know, she basically ghosted him, and he thinks it's because they were discussing Corona and quarantine. And it's weird because here's another thing with this whole with dating right now. Normally when you go on a date, they always tell you to kind of stay away from subjects that are too serious, I guess. But this one, it's a giant elephant in the room, so you have to discuss Corona and quarantine and stuff. And he said that when everything eventually opens back up, that he's not going to... Pebbles, you actually like this. It's kind of like mm-hmm. what you're saying. You're like, I don't care when everything opens back up. I'm still going to hang in until I'm sure that it's good. Craig thinks that maybe that made Trish think that he's like one of these weird preppers that you see on TV that has like an underground bunker. So we're going to call her and explain that that's not the situation and see if she wants to continue seeing Craig. Craig, you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Perfect, sir. Stay quiet. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Trish?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, perfect. Okay, Trish, please don't hang up. We've been calling you for a while. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa from Hot 96.9. We're calling you from a radio station, but I can explain why we're calling you. It's a good thing. We basically, we got your number from somebody who wanted us to call you on their behalf for a good reason.
What?
Let me just explain. So we're calling you from a radio station, and what happened is we got your phone number from a guy that you know. I'm going to tell you his name, but he called us because basically he wants us to set up a date between you and him. So if you say yes after, and I'm going to tell you the guy's name, basically what we'll do is you guys could kind of talk to each other on Zoom and we'll send food to your house and food to his house. So it'll be kind of like a virtual little dinner date, you know, see if anything happens from there. Once things start opening up, if you enjoy it, maybe we'll set up a date for you guys at a real restaurant. Do you just want to hear the guy's name? How about I tell you the guy's name?
Yeah.
Okay. So his name is Craig, and apparently you've already done some Zoom dates with him. But
No.
Okay, can you tell us what? Okay, well, actually,
what's the issue with him?
Well, he said that last time you guys talked that he feels like he might have scared you off by saying that he doesn't, that when quarantine ends that he's still not going to leave the house. He just wanted us to relay a message that he's not crazy.
Yeah,
No, he is crazy.
He is crazy.
Like what happened was we were kind of, you know, hitting it off.
Uh-huh.
It was okay. It was okay. It was going okay. And then the last Zoom meeting, I'm noticing that he's got a tooth out. And I'm like, what's with the tooth?
Huh?
What happened? I thought an accident, like he fell or something. And he just casually says, oh, I pulled it myself.
Wait. He pulled out one of his teeth?
Yeah. And I said, why'd you do that? And he goes, oh, well, there's no dentist and I don't really want to go out. I don't trust the air, you know, the COVID. I'm afraid, you know, if I go outside, I'm going to get COVID. So I don't want to go to, like, you know, any dentist and get, you know, COVID. So I'm just going to pull my own tooth out. So he pulled his own tooth out.
Shut up.
That's sadistic. Like what happens in the future? You know, you get a... Your toe hurts, so you're
going
to cut your toe off?
This sounds like Tom Hanks. What was it, Castaway?
Yeah, seriously. Okay, Trish, Craig's on the phone right now, and he heard that.
Yeah. It's freaking courageous.
Craig.
My tooth.
Courageous?
It's crazy is what it is.
Courageous. I mean, my tooth hurt, and why should I risk lives going to a dentist and put those people at risk? I mean... I was working on my car and I hit my mouth with a wrench. It was already loose, so it wasn't even one of the big front teeth.
What'd you do?
It's like the little ones on the bottom.
What? How did you take it out?
Pliers.
Okay.
Like I numbed it up with like some canker sore medicine.
Dude,
and then I
this guy is completely certified nuts. I can't.
Yeah, I'm not.
No way.
Nuts. It's like who does that? You know, that's just crazy. And he looks ridiculous. Look at his, I mean, you just see, he looks like an old farmer or something.
Jeez, I've needed a root canal for like 6 months. I wonder if I should just try it.
Why don't you go see
ahead.
Craig. Hey, Craig, can Melissa Zoom you and you can walk through this?
Right. For free.
Do they have YouTube things on how to on those?
Oh, man, this dude is ready. He's ready for the apocalypse. Okay, so anyway, Trish.
Yeah.
Yes, you'd like to go on another date with Toothless Joe over here?
No, I'm good, guys. I'm good.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Kids are very smart. They're smarter than you think. And you know you think this. You think that when you're around a kid, you can say certain things and maybe they're not paying attention, or you can do certain things and maybe they're not paying attention. Well, they're paying attention. And when you do something stupid, they're going to really pay attention. They're going to go and tell their mom, and then you're not going to be able to bang their mom. You'll understand what I'm talking about with a classic Second Date Update tomorrow.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.